on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And there was a lot of it made yesterday and last night. And as we speak, a lot to talk about, but the major story from yesterday was the commission hearing broadcast. It was riveting. It was so well done. It was so true. The first one broadcast in prime time was the one that I think opened everybody's eyes to what really happened. The second one was very valuable, but you had that Mike Luttig, that judge who was seemed kind of slow-witted and a little pompous about his place in history, but he got the job done, and he said at the end that Trump was a clear and present danger to the United States, and he is the premier conservative judge, and it's his law clerks. Eastman was one of his law clerks, so having him say that was very important. That said, this one, Adam Schiff orchestrated. Adam Schiff was the guy who asked the questions, and he did it. He was a professional prosecutor. You know, one of the things that has always bugged me about this is, for political reasons, all of the congressmen think they have to ask questions because they want the TV time. But many of them, especially if you're never a prosecutor, and especially if you're never a lawyer, don't know how to ask a question, and it bogs down. Well, this one was crisp and right on the money. And there were three principal people testifying. A guy named Rusty Bauer, the Speaker of the Arizona House of Representatives. Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State of Georgia. Gabriel Sterling was his chief operating officer, the guy that actually ran all the elections. And then Shea Moss and her mother, Ruby Freeman, who were very good, just poll workers, who were libeled by Giuliani and Trump and had to be driven into hiding. And it was as compelling as anything I've ever seen. So let me get started and talk about some of the highlights and what I think the effects were. And there was a shocking revelation about Ron Johnson that I think is going to upend the Senate race in this state. We're going to get to that in due course. Now, first of all, the day of the hearing was yesterday. And Trump, sitting there like a spider in his web, what does he do? Trump puts out a statement calling Rusty Bauer a rhino. You know, look, Rusty Bauer is the very conservative Speaker of the Arizona House of Representatives, a Republican, voted for Trump in 2020, campaigned for Trump in 2020. But because he did not see any evidence of any rigging or impropriety in the election, he just refused to overturn the will of the people in Arizona. And for that, Rusty Bauer is called by Trump the day of the hearing itself, trying to intimidate him, calling him a rhino. Trump in his statement also said that Bauer told him right after January 20, actually told him before the election of November 20 and before the insurrection of January 21, you know, before all this, that the election was rigged. And so he put out this statement, and Bauer, I'll tell you, I've seen a lot of witnesses testify. Bauer and I probably don't agree on a lot of political issues, but I'll tell you what, this is an honest guy, and he just sat there and he said, that's a false statement. That's a false statement. Trump just put this out. Anyway, here is what occurred. Rusty Bauer, right after the election, gets calls from Giuliani, gets calls from Trump saying, hey, we've got to do something about this election. So here's what we want you to do. We want you to say that there's something wrong with the election. We want you to say that you're not going to certify the Biden votes and certify the fake Trump electors and send that to the Senate. And then that's the end of what we need you to do. Rusty Bauer said, well, no, I'm not going to do that. I can't do that. That's contrary to my conscience and my faith. I took an oath to the Constitution, and it was really very, it was very compelling. He said he felt the Constitution was divinely inspired and he was not going to betray it. Well, the result of that, you know, and now to yesterday's call to Rhino and all that, they kept pressing him. They kept pressing him. And then Giuliani said, hey, wait a minute. There were 200,000 illegal immigrants who voted in that election in Arizona. And by the way, there were 5,000 dead people. And Bauer said, well, if you have the names, if you have that evidence, give it to me. Yeah, that's something I'll look at. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. And so then what happens? Some time goes by. They don't give it to him. Then they call him again and say, switch the votes. And he says, well, where's the evidence? They say, we have it. Just trust us. And Rusty Bauer goes, well, you know, I didn't say this. I didn't fall off the turnip truck on the way into town. No, give it to me. Give it to me. They say, okay, we'll give it to you. Then Giuliani tells him after that, well, we don't have the evidence, but we have theories. We have theories. And Bauer goes, well, no, I'm not going to overturn the election. For that, here's what's happened. A mob invaded the Arizona Capitol. I did not know this before. Led by guess who? The QAnon shaman. Remember that guy, the QAnon shaman, who invaded the Capitol? He dressed in fur, war paint. He had Viking horns. Remember the guy, bare-chested, the QAnon shaman? He's now serving 40 months in jail for what he did. And the QAnon shaman and the rest of them show up, many of them armed, waiting outside to intimidate the Arizona legislators. Then they say to Rusty Bauer, well, here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do. What we want you to do is simply say there's something wrong with the vote and leave it to us. And Rusty said, no, we got to, where are the 200,000 illegal immigrants? Where are the 5,000 dead people? Give me one name. They could not give him one name. Well, then what happens is they start to attack Rusty Bauer. He said he got 20,000 emails or texts and tens of thousands, as he put it, phone calls. They put a full court press relentlessly 24/7 to his phones and to his accounts, threatening him, calling him a traitor. But the worst was, and this is very, very sad, the worst was they sent honking cars and men with guns to his house, going around the block, making a lot of noise. And they had a big rolling TV screen, a big, huge TV screen on a flatbed truck. And on the screen, they kept going, putting stuff like, Rusty Bauer is a pedophile. Rusty Bauer is a traitor, defaming him. And the saddest thing of all is he had a daughter who was dying of cancer. And she passed just a few days after Biden was sworn in at the end of January. This is the abuse that was subjected to, or was inflicted on, and who is subjected to by Rusty Bauer. I'll tell you what, that is what they did to a Republican. And I'm looking at the guy's demeanor. I watched the whole hearing. Looking at the guy's demeanor. There was a fake hearing that was conducted in a ballroom. One of the things that Giuliani had demanded of Bauer is that he convene a legislative hearing so that some of the people with very little character, right-wing nuts in the Arizona legislature could get up on their hind legs and say things like rigged. And Bauer said, you know, under Wisconsin law, I should say under Arizona law, I can't call a hearing on my own. I cannot call a hearing on my own. And so if you can, I need 2/3 of the assembly. You're not going to get 2/3 of the assembly for this. So they had a guy, a legislator, convene a fake hearing around a table. They called it a hearing. They asked Rusty Bauer about that. And he said, well, you know, any legislator can have a group together. That's not a hearing of the legislature. I don't care if they do that. You see the degree of fakeness, that this was inflicting on everybody. You know, it wasn't just Giuliani who said they had the evidence. Jenna Ellis, one of the lawyers, said, oh, we have the evidence. We'll be right back with the evidence. Don't you worry your little head about it. Just go ahead and say it was rigged. Rusty Bauer stood tall. He very easily could have caved, especially when his daughter was dying of cancer and they're going around with these things calling them horrible names. He very, very easily could have caved, and he did not. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to a break. There's a lot more to talk about this. The lines are lighting up, and there's some people on the lines that I recognize that principal conservatives. I do want to hear from you. Stay on the lines, but I've got to get the basic facts out here. Going to a break, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.